With me on the line now is Tana Rauwhero Vetemotu from Te Wai Ohua, Tainui Waikato and Te Whanau Apanui. And she is the bow screening community coordinator for Counties Manukau. Nō reira, nei te mihi ki a koe. Kia ora e Tana.
Kia ora, ngā mihi.
The reason why I'm talking with you this afternoon is I saw that you've been contacting different marae around South Auckland, around the County's Manukau District. And first question, why are you trying to connect with the marae?
Well, what we're trying to do is to reach out to our Māori community and get as many of the kaimātua screened as possible.
So, can you clarify at what age is the free bow screening program here in New Zealand?
So here in Counties Manukau, it's the program's free for 60 to 70 year olds. They usually get sent to test automatically around their 60th hiritō, or they can request a kit out in the community from a coordinator like me.
And you said that when our whānau, whether they're our uncles or our aunties or our mums and dads, when they turn 60, they'll get contacted quite quickly. However, what's the kind of response or intake when it comes to our whānau Māori, especially when they turn 60 and get that first heads up, like, hey, free bowel screening, you can get a free bowel screening?
Yeah, a lot of our kaimātua are not wanting to be screened. That's one of the challenges that we've had. Ka kite tahi kaimātua paru tērā mahi, or the whakamā, some may be matuku, they don't want to know if they have a māwiwitanga going on. Another challenge is not returning the kits, so they get them in the post, and when they do get them, they either put them on the fridge or put them somewhere and then forget to do them, or when they do find them, they throw them in the bin. Another challenge that we've had here at my mahi is finding our kaumātua, finding our Māori community. A lot of the events that we go to and the workshops and info sessions, like line dancing, board games, groups that they have at the local library, our kaumātua are not there. And that's why we're trying to reach out to our marae, because we definitely know that that's where we can find our kaumātua.
And what in regards to percentages, so how many what's the percentage of people that are getting bowel cancer? How many of those are Māori? And then from that percentage, how many are surviving?
So Aotearoa has the highest rate of bowel cancer in the world, and that's shocking for just a small little country like ours. Around 3,000 people here in Aotearoa are diagnosed every year, with 1,200 deaths a year, and 22% Māori. So compared to 12% not Māori, that's a huge number. And even worse, the screening is declining for Māori. So our people are presenting when it's too late. When they're at a later stage of cancer and it's harder to treat. So the program's designed to catch our kaumātua at an early age. It's 60 at the moment, but it's going to be dropped to 50 soon, next year, because Māori get cancer at an earlier stage than non-Māori. And so that's why we want to reach out to our kaumātua and get them screened when it can still be successfully treated, and that's what the little bowel screening kit, that's the aim of it, to find the bowel cancer early when it can be successfully treated.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your mahi, and hopefully we can get more of our kaumātua along to hear your kōrero about and your information surrounding bowel cancer, because yeah, those numbers. Just 1,200 a year, and 22%.
Yes. And we're the worst in the world. Little Aotearoa.
And I was thinking back to you brought up whakamā as being a bit of a deterrent to why our people, our whānau, aren't, you know.
Yeah, and our whānau can be a bit stubborn, you know. They're hard workers, and they always put everyone before themselves. So when something's wrong with us, we tend to say, kei te pai, I'm fine, and focus on everybody else around us. But we've got to take the time to look after ourselves and make sure that our kaumātua are still going to be here for their mokopuna, for their whānau, and their hapū and their iwi.
Definitely, definitely. We both can agree on that. Thank you so much for your kōrero this afternoon. Dana, thank you so much.
Ngā mihi.